All right, let's dive into something pretty interesting today. Credit scores. Specifically, we're going to be looking at credit age.
Yeah, this is a good one.
Because you might think you already know all about it.
Oh, yeah. A lot of people think they have it figured out.
But the source material we dug up this time actually has some secrets, like seriously sneaky secrets.
Yeah, and it's fascinating how much your credit age, like, actually affects your credit score.
Yeah.
It's not about, like, how old you are.
Right.
It's about how long you've been using credit responsibly.
And lenders are obsessed with this.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Now, our sources say it makes up a huge percentage of your score.
It really does.
Like 20% for Vantage score.
Right.
And 15% for your FICO.
Yeah, that's a big chunk.
Why is it such a big deal to lenders?
Well, because lenders are basically taking a bet.
Yeah.
On whether or not you're going to repay the debt.
Right.
And so someone with a long credit history is like an open book.
Yep.
They can see all your habits over time, whether you pay on time, how much debt you carry.
Right.
All of that stuff.
Yeah, so it's a track record.
Exactly.
Equals lower risk.
Lower risk for the lender.
For the lender, right?
That makes.
So, okay, so it's not about just being old.
Right.
But how do they actually calculate it? Is it just like when you got your first credit card, that's how old your credit is?
No, not exactly.
Okay.
It's really the average age of all your credit accounts.
Oh, okay.
So the source material gives a really great example.
Okay.
Let's say you have four accounts, one that's 6 years old, one that's 2 years old, and two that are 6 months old.
Okay.
You add up those ages, that's 9 years total, divide that by the number of accounts, which is four.
Okay.
And you get an average credit age of 2.25 years.
Okay, so the more accounts you have and the older they are, the better your score.
Well, not necessarily.
Okay.
Having a mix of credit is important.
Right.
But opening too many new accounts can actually hurt your score.
Right.
Especially if they're all recent lenders.
Yeah.
They see that as a red flag.
Yeah, that's interesting. So our sources also kind of break down these like credit age ranges and what they mean for your score.
Yeah, like think of it like this.
Yeah.
You know, less than 2 years, you're just starting out.
Okay.
There's not a lot of data for those lenders to go on, so you're considered a little riskier.
Riskier.
2 to 5 years, you're building a track record, but the lenders still see you as somewhat risky.
Okay.
Because they don't have enough long-term data.
Right.
To, like, fully assess your habits.
Okay, so 5 to 7?
5 to 7 years, now you're getting into solid territory.
Okay.
The lenders start to feel more confident in your ability to manage credit responsibly.
Okay.
Than 8 or more years,
yeah.
You're a credit veteran.
You're like a pro.
This shows a consistent pattern of responsible borrowing.
Yeah.
Lenders, they love that.
So how can you improve your credit age? Especially like if you're starting out or you've had some, let's say, learning experiences.
Oh, right, yeah.
In the past.
Well, there are a few key strategies that our sources highlight.
Yeah.
One that's really effective is rent reporting.
Rent reporting?
Yes.
Wait, so you mean paying your rent can help your credit score?
It's true.
That's amazing.
A lot of people don't realize that consistently paying your rent.
Right.
That shows financial responsibility.
Yeah.
But traditional credit reports, they didn't always reflect that.
Mm-hmm.
And so rent reporting services, they help bridge that gap.
Okay.
And the best part is it doesn't count as opening a new account.
Oh, that's a good point.
So it doesn't hurt your credit age.
Gotcha.
But it can give you a really nice boost.
Yeah, that's great. Our sources say it's one of the fastest ways to improve your score.
It is.
With results showing up in days, not months.
It's pretty amazing.
What about opening new credit cards? Isn't that supposed to help your credit?
Not always. Every time you apply for new credit, it triggers something called a hard inquiry on your report.
Okay.
This means the lender is checking your full credit history.
Right.
And that can temporarily lower your score.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So if I'm understanding this right, applying for a bunch of new cards can hurt my credit age and my overall score.
Potentially, yeah.
What if I've already made that mistake?
Mm.
What can I do?
Well, if you have any credit builder accounts,
right,
which are specifically designed to help people like establish or improve their credit, you could consider canceling those.
Okay.
You'll get your money back. And it can help minimize the impact of having those multiple new accounts.
Okay, that's a good tip. What about becoming an authorized user on someone else's credit card? Does that actually help?
It can be a great way to inherit credit age.
Okay.
And benefit from a longer, more established credit history.
Right.
But there's a catch.
Okay.
You need to be absolutely sure that the person that you're partnering with has good credit habits.
Oh, yeah.
Because their behavior is going to directly impact your score.
Yeah, it's like hitching your wagon to their credit star.
Exactly.
So choose wisely.
Choose wisely, that's right.
And that's why avoiding predatory lenders is so important.
It's crucial.
if you have a limited credit history or a lower score,
yeah,
you're more vulnerable to those lenders who are going to charge those sky-high interest rates and fees.
That's right.
So building your credit age through responsible methods like rent reporting or becoming an authorized user can help you avoid those traps.
Absolutely.
It's about taking control.
Yes.
Of your credit destiny.
Yeah, it's your credit destiny.
And making those smart choices that benefit you in the long run.
Right, your long-term financial well-being.
Right, well, speaking of smart choices.
Okay.
Let's talk about paying off loans. I mean, like car loans, student loans, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
Isn't paying those off a good thing?
You would think so, right?
I would think so.
But here's where things get really interesting. Our sources reveal kind of a dirty little secret about credit scores.
Okay.
And it might surprise you.
Okay.
Paying off a loan.
Yeah.
Can actually lower your credit score.
Wait, what?
I know.
That sounds completely backwards.
I know, right?
Okay, I'm dying to know why.
Right.
We'll have to unpack that in part two of this deep dive.
We will. Welcome back.
Okay.
To our deep dive on credit age.
I am so ready.
Last time we kind of left you on a little bit of a cliffhanger.
Yes, you did.
About how paying off loans can actually hurt your credit score.
It's true. It was a cliffhanger.
It was a cliffhanger.
So spill the beans.
All right. So here's the deal.
Yeah. Why does something that seems so financially responsible actually ding your score?
Yeah. So it really comes down to how the credit scoring system views closed accounts.
Okay.
So when you pay off a loan.
Right.
Like let's say a car loan or a student loan.
Yeah.
The account is usually closed, right?
Right.
That's normal. But here's what happens next. And this is the surprising part.
Okay.
All that positive payment history associated with that loan.
Okay.
Like all those months or years of on-time payments.
Right.
It just disappears from your credit report.
Wait, so all that good credit history just vanishes?
It basically just poof, gone.
It just goes away.
It does.
That seems so unfair.
I know.
Like you're doing the right thing.
You're doing the right thing.
Paying off your debt.
Exactly.
And then bam, your credit score takes a hit.
It does. So it all boils down to credit age.
Okay.
Remember how we talked about the average age of your accounts being like a major factor in your score?
Yes.
So when you close an account, especially an older one,
it
shrinks that average age.
Okay. So you're losing a veteran player on your credit team.
Exactly.
Okay.
Makes sense, but it's still frustrating.
It is. It is.
It is.
So is there anything you can do to kind of soften the blow if you know you're going to be paying off a loan soon?
Absolutely.
Okay.
One strategy is to focus on building a diverse credit mix.
Okay.
Instead of just having loans, make sure you also have a few credit cards.
Okay.
Having different types of credit, it shows lenders that you can handle various financial responsibilities.
So don't put all your credit eggs in one basket.
Exactly.
I like that.
It's about balance.
Yeah.
Showing you're a well-rounded borrower.
That you're responsible.
That you're responsible. Exactly.
Okay, so what if you've already made that mistake
and
closed a bunch of old accounts?
Right.
Is there any way to recover that lost credit history?
Unfortunately, you can't magically resurrect closed accounts.
Darn.
I know. But the good news is that time heals all wounds.
Okay.
Even credit wounds.
Right.
The impact of closing an account will lessen over time as you continue to use credit responsibly.
Okay.
And you build new positive history.
Right.
Remember, consistency is key.
Consistency. Got it. Okay. So we've talked a lot about rent reporting.
We have.
As a way to boost your credit age.
Right.
So let's dig a little deeper into how that actually works.
Yeah. It's really fascinating how many people are still in the dark about this strategy.
Yeah.
You know, they've been diligently paying their rent every month,
right,
proving their financial reliability.
Totally.
But that information wasn't traditionally included on their credit reports.
Yeah.
So it's like a hidden superpower.
It is.
That's just waiting to be unlocked.
Right.
Rent reporting services act as like the key to unlock that superpower.
Oh, I like them.
They collect your rent payment history.
Right.
Report it to the credit bureaus.
Okay.
Giving you credit for your responsible behavior.
So it's like adding another player to your credit team.
Exactly.
Who has a really solid track record.
Yes, exactly.
I know our sources highlight how quickly rent reporting can impact your score.
Oh, yeah.
Can you elaborate on that?
Yeah. One of the biggest advantages is the speed at which it can improve your score. We're not talking about months of waiting to see results.
Right.
Some people, they see a significant boost within days of signing up and having their rent payments reported.
That's incredible.
It's pretty amazing.
That kind of speed is unheard of.
It really is.
With traditional credit building methods.
Yeah.
That's so cool.
It is cool.
So with all these different like rent reporting services popping up, how do you know which one to choose?
That is a great question.
Yeah.
It's really important to do your research.
Okay.
Compare different services
right.
before you make a decision.
Right.
Consider factors like which credit bureaus they report to.
Right.
Ideally, you want one that reports to all three major bureaus.
Okay.
How far back they allow you to report your rent payments.
Okay.
And what kind of fees they charge.
So it's like shopping for any other service.
It really is.
You want to make sure you're getting the best value for your money?
Exactly.
Okay, cool.
So yeah, don't be afraid to read reviews from other users.
Right.
Get a sense of their experiences with the different services.
Yeah.
And remember, some services are free, others charge a fee.
Right.
So you just want to weigh those pros and cons carefully.
Okay, all right. So we've covered a lot of ground on rent reporting.
Yeah, we have.
Let's revisit the strategy of becoming an authorized user on someone else's credit card.
Right.
We touched on this briefly in part one.
Good idea.
But let's dive a little deeper.
All right, let's do it.
Okay, so this can be a really effective strategy, right? For inheriting credit age.
Yes.
Especially if you can become an authorized user on a card that's been open for a long time.
Yeah, that's the ideal situation.
And has a stellar payment history.
Stellar payment history. That's what you're looking for.
It's like getting a fast pass to good credit.
I like that. A fast pass to good credit.
But we also talked about the importance of choosing the right person to partner with.
Right.
Why is that so important?
It's so important.
Yeah.
Because you are essentially merging your credit fate with theirs. So their financial habits will directly impact your score.
Okay.
If they start missing payments or maxing out their credit card, those negative actions.
Right.
Are going to show up on your credit report.
It's going to affect you too.
It will affect you too.
So it's not just about finding someone with good credit.
Right.
It's about finding someone you trust implicitly.
Yes, it's about trust.
Someone who is managing their finances responsibly.
Absolutely.
Okay, so transparency and communication are key.
They are key. Yeah.
In any financial partnership?
That's right.
Are there any other credit age strategies that we haven't covered yet?
You know, there's one.
Yeah.
Simple but often overlooked tip.
Okay.
That can make a big difference.
Okay, tell me.
Keep your oldest credit accounts open.
All right.
Even if you're not using them actively.
Okay, so why is that important?
Well,
wouldn't closing old accounts make things like simpler, easier to manage?
It might seem that way.
Yeah.
But remember how we talked about the importance of credit age? Those older accounts, even if they're just sitting there gathering dust, they are valuable assets.
Oh, okay.
When it comes to your credit score.
Okay.
They contribute to your overall average credit age.
Right.
Closing them can shorten your credit history.
Okay.
And potentially lower your score.
It's like holding on to a piece of your credit history.
Yes.
A reminder of how far you've come.
I like that. A reminder of how far you've come on your credit journey.
Yeah, exactly.
Exactly.
Unless there's a compelling reason to close it, like a crazy annual fee.
Right, like a fee that outweighs the benefits.
Yeah.
It's generally best to just keep it open.
Keep it open.
Think of it as like a badge of honor.
I like that.
A testament to your long-standing relationship with credit.
I like that.
I like that too.
Okay, so we've covered a lot of ground.
A lot of ground.
In this deep dive.
Yeah.
From the basics of credit age.
Yeah, from the basics.
To some pretty mind-blowing revelations.
Oh, no, there are some mind-blowing things in here.
Yeah. About how it works.
All right.
But there's one last piece of the puzzle that we need to address.
Oh, there is.
There is.
Okay.
It's like a counterintuitive twist that might make you rethink everything you thought you knew about credit scores.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Are you ready for this?
I'm ready. Bring it on.
I am ready to face the final boss of credit age mysteries. All right. Lay it on me. I got to know what this mind-blowing twist is.
Okay. So this one might make you laugh.
Okay.
At how absurd the credit scoring system can be.
Okay.
Sometimes having too much available credit can actually lower your score.
Wait, I thought having high credit limits was a good thing.
It is.
Like, doesn't that mean lenders trust you with more money?
To a certain extent, yes.
Okay.
Lenders also consider something called your credit utilization ratio.
Okay.
Which is basically the amount of credit you're using compared to your total available credit.
Right.
And here's the thing.
Okay.
If you have a ton of available credit, but you're not using it.
Yeah.
It can make you look riskier to some lenders.
So I could have a $10,000 credit limit.
Right.
Only spend $500
and
still get penalized for having too much unused credit.
Potentially, yes.
That's crazy.
It is a bit counterintuitive.
Yeah.
The thinking is that if you suddenly decided to max out all those cards,
right,
you'd be in a lot of debt very quickly.
Right.
It's like you have this giant emergency reserve of borrowing power.
Yeah.
And that makes some lenders nervous.
Okay. So how much available credit is too much?
There's not really a hard and fast rule.
Okay.
But most experts recommend keeping your credit utilization ratio below 30%.
Okay.
That means if you have a total credit limit of $10,000 across all your cards,
yeah,
you shouldn't be carrying a balance of more than $3,000.
Okay, so it's about balance.
It's all about balance.
Having enough to show you're trustworthy.
Right.
But not so much that it raises red flags. Any other counterintuitive credit score quirks?
You know, there's a common misconception that checking your own credit score hurts your credit.
Oh, yeah, I've heard that.
A lot of people think that.
Yeah.
But that's actually not true.
So I can check my score every day and it won't affect anything.
You got it.
Okay.
Checking your own credit report is considered a soft inquiry.
Okay.
Which doesn't affect your score at all.
Okay, so it's like peeking in the mirror.
Exactly.
It doesn't change your reflection.
Right.
It just gives you a better understanding of what you're working with.
Right, and in fact, regularly checking your credit report is a smart habit.
Okay.
Because it helps you spot any errors or signs of identity theft early on.
That's a really good point.
So knowledge is power.
It really is.
Even when it comes to credit scores.
Okay, we've learned so much.
We have.
In this deep dive.
We've debunked myths, uncovered truths.
Seriously, some mind-blowing stuff.
Yes.
What's the biggest takeaway you want listeners to remember from all of this?
You know, I think the most important thing is to realize that your credit score isn't some big, scary mystery.
Right?
It's really just a reflection of your habits and your decisions.
Yeah.
And with a little knowledge and some effort,
yeah,
you can take control of it.
It's not about gaming the system. It's about playing the long game.
It is.
And making smart choices that are going to benefit you in the future.
Absolutely. Building good credit takes time and consistency.
Yeah.
But the rewards are so worth it.
Yeah. Better interest rates, better credit card offers.
It really opens doors.
Yeah. More options.
Yeah. More financial freedom.
Yeah. I like that.
So.
Well, there you have it, folks. Our deep dive into credit age is done.
It's been a journey.
It has been a journey. We've uncovered surprising truths.
Yeah.
Debunked some common myths.
Right.
And armed you with all the knowledge to take control of your credit destiny.
We hope you feel empowered.
I hope so. Remember, building good credit is a marathon, not a sprint.
That's right.
So be patient.
Yes.
Be consistent.
Yes.
And most importantly, be informed.
Informed, yes.
Now that you have all this knowledge about credit age, what are you going to do today to start improving yours? Be sure to join us for our next deep dive, where we'll tackle another interesting financial topic. Until then, happy credit building.